joy this morning is to welcome the president of BOM USA from Massachusetts, who is going to be talking to us about a technology which is an innovation of a kind that we haven't had. It's a game-changing technology, and I know this because we collect everything that is needed in blindness technology, and some of the people who are the experts in our technology center have been drooling over this thing. So to give us talk about greater access than ever before for blind people, here is David Bradburn.
Thank you, Dr. Mayor. Dr. Mayer, thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How is everyone this morning? I'm glad to hear it. Was anyone salsa dancing last night? Okay. They usually don't get here when they've been salsa dancing. So, anyway, again, my name is David Bradburn, and it really is my pleasure to be here with you this morning to speak about something that is very important, I think, to all of us, and that is access. So let me just tell you very quickly about BAUM, and then I'm going to get to the meat of this brief presentation. So BAUM Retech is actually a German company. They've been around since 1981. And over the years, I have had the pleasure of also working with them on a couple of other types of products, innovations you might call them. If anyone here is as old as I am, you might remember a bright red computer called the David. I'll just old people to my left, no one to the right? Okay. All right. Well, the David was the first of its type, the first of its kind. It was a Braille computer. So it was Braille keyboard, Braille display. It had a really fast 386 processor. I tell you something, you really knew you were computing with that thing. And it also had a great operating system in the day, MS-DOS. Everyone remember that? All right. Well, certainly we look backwards to help us inform how we're going forwards, and that's really what I want to speak about today. So listening to customers is probably the single most important thing that we do every single day. We speak to many of you at convention, we speak to many of you who call us, who email us, and in a lot of cases people are telling us about a challenge they have, something they're trying to do a little bit more easily. And one of the things that we've noticed, and I think any of us who've been paying attention to technology over the last 5 or 6 years especially, have seen a transformation, not so much away from computers, but certainly toward mobile platforms. So there are Android tablets, there are Windows tablets, there are iOS devices galore, and in many cases, some of us have more than one of those things. So accessing them typically requires you to use a screen reader, of course. Sometimes, though, when the connection is not via USB, you're using Bluetooth. And Bluetooth itself is not always the easiest of things. And of course, if you have more than one device, as, again, many customers do, and certainly as we look at schools or the workplace, this is very common, connecting to all those different devices one at a time is really difficult. At best, it's time-consuming. So this week, we actually did start announcing this a couple of weeks ago, but this week, it has also been our distinct honor to launch a brand new product here at NFB Convention. This is the first major launch for this product. It's called Vario Ultra. Thank you. Vario Ultra, thanks you. Vario Ultra is a 20-cell or a 40-cell Braille device. So forget everything that you know about Braille devices, because that's really where the similarities end. Here's how this device is different. It is both a Braille display and a Braille note taker. When you're in the Braille note taker mode, which, by the way, you access with a simple switch on the side of the device, you have access to a suite of productivity applications that give you access to Word documents, Excel documents, PDF documents, and things of that nature. Switch it to the Braille display mode, and this is where it gets really interesting. Vario Ultra is unique in that it can connect and stay connected with 5 devices. I'll let that sink in. What this means, I can have my Vario Ultra connected to my smartphone, to my tablet, to my computer, to another computer, and maybe to my friend's computer next door. And all I do is, with a simple tap of a button on the Braille keyboard of Vario Ultra, I switch instantly to see on my Braille display what that device is transmitting. And again, it's simultaneous, which means once you've paired, you don't have to connect again. As soon as you come into range, this device is connecting with your device and you're all set. Yeah, you can clap. Again, this is unique. There's nothing else that does this. Now, some people have told me that I have an unhealthy relationship with Vario Ultra. I want to set the record straight by saying it's all completely true. We certainly feel that it's important that the device be, of course, functionally excellent, that it accesses the technology we know you use. But we think it's also important that you have a device that both looks and feels like $1 million. And if you've ever encountered Baum technology in the past, perhaps you already know that they spend a lot of effort, and again, it's also based on customer feedback, making sure that devices feel a certain way, that the keyboard is laid out in a particular way. This device is made with brushed aluminum. And if you haven't felt brushed aluminum before, it's very smooth, it's cool to the touch, it looks cool. But in any event, I've got the product in my hand, and hopefully I'll get off the stage with it. But this is something that is, I think, also fair to say, only the beginning. So I started out by talking about the importance of listening to customers, and I just wanted to stress that that's something that we continue to do. Case in point, and Dr. Maurer alluded to the fact that we have met with and spoken with some of his team, namely Ann Taylor and Stephen Booth and Amy Mason, among others, at the National Center. And you know, one of the things that we heard from them very early on is that they said, we need a PowerPoint viewer, because no one else is doing that on a device like this. So we spoke with the developers at that time, and they agreed that's what they were going to do, and we will deliver that before the end of this year. They're already working on it. Thank you. So this is just version 1.0. Updates, software updates with Vario Ultra, as has been the case with our other products, are free. So when we come out with version 1.1 or 1.2 or even 2.0, if you've got Vario Ultra, you're not paying for those updates. And updating the device is something that you can do on your own. You get a zip file, you put it onto a USB stick, you insert the USB stick in the side of Vario Ultra, a quick Braille key command after that, and about a minute and a half later, the device is rebooting itself with a new update. So it's really, really easy to kind of stay ahead of the curve. I mentioned that there were two versions of Vario Ultra, a 20-cell and a 40-cell. You should also know that, and perhaps in part because of the aluminum construction, these devices are really light. The 40-cell Vario Ultra is so light, in fact, that it is lighter than any other 40-cell or 32-cell Braille display in the world. The 20-cell version is quite possibly the lightest Braille display product in the world. It measures only about 7 inches wide. It's less than an inch in height, and it's about three and a half inches from front to back. It weighs in at about 3/4 of a pound, not even. It's really, really light. This is something that you could put in your pocket, put in your pocketbook, and it's going to sit there, won't be bothering you at all. Won't burn a hole in your pocket in that sense. Speaking of burning holes, people often ask, well, what are they going to cost? Because we all know Braille technology is not the cheapest thing on the block, right? And while certainly if you compare Braille to speech, Vari Ultra is going to be more expensive than that. I want to let you know that a 20-cell version of Vari Ultra retails in the U.S. for $2,395. And just as a reminder, we're not talking about a Braille display. We're talking about Vari Ultra. This is a Braille display and a Braille note taker with the ability to connect with up to five different devices for $2,395. Thank you. So I'd like to just end with a little bit about Baum USA. So we call ourselves Baum USA because guess what? That's where we are. That's where we're located. So Baum Retech, the manufacturer, is based not too far from Heidelberg in Germany, where they have been for all of their years. We, for our part, are in the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Thank you. I think that was actually someone in the Michigan section, but that's all right. So we're just north of Boston, and actually when it comes to service and repair, this is also where that sort of thing is handled. The products are very reliable. They're guaranteed for 2 years. There are extended warranties. If something does go wrong, we ship it back to us. We fix it. We ship it back to you. It's that simple. So in my closing 1 minute here, and then I'll hand things back to Dr. Maurer, I just wanted to encourage all of you, whether you own, whether you plan to own Vari Ultra, or whether you're just a concerned Federationist, if you've got feedback on something that you wish your technology was doing, or maybe even that our technology is doing that it isn't currently, let us know. We're around by phone, by email, on Twitter, wherever you find us or find me. Please do give us your feedback because we really do value it. It's very, very important. And so with that, again, thank you very much. I wish everyone a great rest of the day, and thanks for your attention this morning.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer.
Great presentation.
Thank you.
And how soon can I get one? End of the month, he says. Great. Thank you, David. We're looking forward to having access technology that works beautifully with lots of devices. And we started out with so few. I'm glad you're bringing the innovative, game-changing technology to us.